Ibn Ezra, a couple of weeks back, talks about, sounds like Chassidus Rebbe, but he talks about the in Parshas Kisisa, the last pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph, he talks about the fact, Torah, a very, very rich piece in Ibn Ezra, talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving luchos to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu being on Har Sinai for 40 days, in the course of which, one of the main topics he mentions is that the mitzvahs are performed by one of three faculties, either machshava, dibur, or maisa. You have the mitzvahs of thought, the mitzvahs of speech, and the mitzvahs of action. This came across today, the Rambam, the beginning of the ninth Shoresh, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, talks about four categories. The way Rav Kafach translates it, it's hashkafa, and midos, and dibur, and maisa. So he sort of splits machshava into two. And issues of belief, of emunah, and issues of character. But however you divide them, so definitely are different dimensions, different modalities of mitzvahs, and that's true throughout halacha. And Leil HaSeder in particular is a incredible salad of all, an incredible blend of a lot of each of those, a lot of mitzvahs masyos, and there's a lot of thinking, and a lot of talking. And so what I'd like to do in the time that we have is to begin to understand some of the depth of that by looking at one detail. Be ma'ayin to one detail. First, al tzar ha'alacha, and then to think about the machshava. And the detail is the brachas that make our mitzvahs. And really to start with a couple of technical questions. And the first technical question is a question that's a global question that Rishonim raise in general, but it's particularly bolei, really sort of stands out, Leil HaSeder. And that is that the Gemara has a rule, kol mitzvahs kol mevarachin over l'asiyosan. He always, sounds like all mitzvahs, kol mitzvahs kulon, for emphasis, all mitzvahs, you have to say a bracha on in advance of doing it. Over l'asiyosan, before you do the mitzvah, before you blow shofar, you make a bracha. Before you shake lulav, you make a bracha. Before you put on talis, you make a bracha. Before you put on the tighten the tefillin, you make a bracha. And the Rishonim say that the over, we used to the word over as opposed to kodem, some Rishonim say, is because over means immediately before. So you already have the tefillin in place, but before you tighten it, before the actual ma'aseh mitzvah, you're holding the talis behind your body like this, and then you make the bracha, and then you do the ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay. So one question that's raised broadly by several Gaonim and Rishonim doesn't seem to be true. It's a rule with many exceptions, which in and of itself doesn't frighten us, because that's actually in itself is a rule that the Gemara has near the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin, that rules have exceptions. In Levedim in Hakwalos, Fil Makashim Rechutz, even if the Mishnah says call such and such with the following exceptions, there still may be other exceptions also. Okay, this Al Piro, but something Rambam actually talks about in the Hasagas to Shorash Aleph of the Sefer Mitzvahs. But it still requires explanation. So good, there are exceptions, but still the question, well, when yes and when not? What's the rhyme, what's the reason, what's the method? And in particular, Leila, so that's true in general. They're playing mitzvahs, Kibra ve'emen, Tzedakah, and Shmitzvah, Ksafim, and so on and so forth. Loads of mitzvahs don't make brachas on. In particular, Leila Seder really sort of hits you, because we do make a bracha on matzah, we do make a bracha on mar, we don't make a bracha on Sefer Tzedakah Mitzrayim, we don't make a bracha on Haseba. Dalakosas, we make a Birkas HaNenanon, but not Birkas HaMitzvah. Afikoman, there's no bracha. So it's sort of hard to, really, Karpas, there's no bracha. Halal, there's actually no bracha on Halal either, unlike usual Halal. It really stands out, because it's mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah, and it seems almost haphazard. So that it gets you wondering, what's the rule? And then, two specific questions. One is about maror, and one is about charoses. Halacha l'maisa, we know that we do make a bracha on maror, we do not make a bracha on charoses, hence the title, maror ben charoses. But take a look at the following rush, and it's a puzzling rush. This rush is in the last paragraph of Pesachim, which is dedicated to taking you through, predominantly dedicated to taking us through the Leil HaSeder. So the rush begins with the Gemara. Achamar Gemara Kuf Yudalad. Achamar Lachatzah and Yatzah. If you eat maror bit by bit, you're still yotze. Uvavachal yishebo bing achil lecharvata yotze mikde achil es pras. As long as you don't have too long a pause between the pieces, not a pause of more than a kidei achil es pras, which again, according to some poskim, is a fixed number of minutes, somewhere between 2 and 9. And according to Minchas Chinuch and others, it's not a fixed number of minutes, but it's the amount of time it would take you to eat that particular food. A pras is between 6 and 12 kazaisim. So this is eating things at a very moderate pace. To eat a kazais with the echilas pras means you're not, you know, taking a break for 20 minutes, but you eat it at 1/6 of a normal pace, you're already fine. Okay, so that's what the Gemara quotes at Braisa. So the implication is obviously there is some, if you talk about kadei achilas pras, you need to be mitzayer for all the pieces of your eating. Obviously, there's some minimum amount of eating, some shear of the maror. And listen to what the Rosh says. So you expect him to say, oh, you see, you have to have a kazayis of maror. So he says that, but in a striking, curious way. Mishum demivach achilas maror, so chyochol kazayis, tein achila pachas b'kazayis. Since, sounds like he's saying, since you make a bracha achilas maror, so you better have kazayis because achila has to be lisa kazayis. Sounds as though he's saying, well, once you make a bracha achilas maror, you better make sure your bracha isn't false. But he says, but your rakas rishonos, what we call karpas, you only make a berkas hanehenin. You don't, ve'in maskir lehem achila, no mention of achila, ein tzarech mehem kazayis. No need for kazayis by karpas because you don't say achilas karpas.
It's like the bracha is wagging the
shear. Right, exactly. The causality seems backwards. And you always wonder, well, so then, but why do we say al-chil smar before? Let's make some other, let's be al-mitzvah smar.
Right.
Lit al-ti'ima smar. The causality seems strange. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is the chairosis. So chairosis, if by mar the issue was that the bracha seems too prominent. Look what happens at Chairosis. Okay, the Mishnah, this is now a Mishnah in Kuf Yudalad, that same Blau. The Mishnayos are chronological order. They take you through the parak. Masechta as a whole is chronological, and the last parak particularly is chronological from the middle of the first Mishnah through to almost the end, taking you through step by step through the Seder. So if you look from a Matzah, Chazar, Chairosis, Shnitashin, they bring out what we would call the Ka'ara. Even though now the charos is there also, mar, matzah, chazeres is mar, chazeres is lettuce, which is the best type of mar, so it says in the Mishnah, and charoses, and the shnei tafshin, which you're not going to eat. And the Mishnah says, even though the charos isn't a mitzvah, you still have to bring it out. And Rabbi Tzadok says, no, it is a mitzvah. Interesting. So machlokas ha-tanoim, everyone agrees you have to have charoses, but is it a mitzvah or not? Which really gets you wondering, well, if you have to have it, what does it mean that's not a mitzvah, but you have to have it. Sounds like this. Mitzvah versus not a mitzvah, something more. But the truth is, if you take a look at the Gemara, a couple blot later, the Gemara gets up to that part of the Mishnah. I think it's on Kuf Tazayin, Kuf Yudzayin. Gemara says that if charos is not a mitzvah, Tanakama holds, there's just some sort of health issue. So try to get rid of the bugs, deal with the bugs, like whatever the kafa is, either kafa is the bugs, or some say kafa is the sharpness. Try to neutralize maybe it would ruin your stomach. Whatever it is, it's a technical. Tanakama holds the charos is just there to solve some problem with your lettuce. Whereas Blazer Tzadok, the Gemara says, he holds it's more than just solving some kafa problem, but it's the charos is a zecher latit. It reminds us of also techer latit and to the straw and so on and so forth. Okay, zecher ladam. So that's the machlokas hatanam. Tanakama says charos is not a mitzvah, just a practical solution to practical problems. Rabbi Tzadok says, no, it's much more than that. It's a mitzvah means a zecher to different aspects of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, how do we paskin, and why does it matter? Or why does it matter how to paskin? So take a look at two different writings of the Rambam. First, the Perush HaMishnah on that Mishnah, and then when the Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Chametz HaMatz in the Mishnah Torah. Perush Mishnah is, he writes, Rabbi Tzadok sh'omer charos is mitzvah, Rabbi Tzadok, who says second Tana, he has Rabbi Tzadok, Ben Tzadok, Ben Tzadok, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok. So, Chayiv Ledaito Levarecha, Asher Ki Yishon Zasav Etzivano, Al Achilas Charosis. Rambam says, if we were to pass it like Rabbi Tzadok, you would make a bracha, because it's a mitzvah. V'ein halacha, but we don't pass him like him. But in the Chana, the Rambam says, according to the Lezer Tzadok Seder, he said a bracha ala chilas charoses. So that's an afkamina, and what they hold, either way you have to have charoses, so why does it matter whether it's just solving the problem of kafa or zecher la mitzvah, zecher la tit? Question is, do you make a bracha? So Rambam says two things. According to the Lezer Tzadok, we make a bracha, and we don't pass him because of the Tzadok. The problem is, Rav pointed out, that both of those change when you get to the Mishnah Torah. Very clearly, in the end of Parak Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph over here, Hacharoses mitzvah midivrei sofrim, zeich l'titcha ovno b'mitzrayim. And Kate said, Osa, gets into the whole recipe. The recipe actually has somewhat to do with the zeicher piece, because that's why you also have to have spices that look like straw, so you have like broken up pulverized cinnamon or ginger or something like that. This little extra, different pieces of different ingredients reminds of different things. And yet, there's no mention of a bracha. So the Rambam shifted in two different issues. We do pass the blood of the clearly, but at the same time, we maintain no bracha because the Rambam now shifted to saying that even according to the blood of the there's no need for a bracha, even though it is a mitzvah. But then, now that begs the question. If you hold it's not a mitzvah, okay. If it's a mitzvah, so he had a good point. When he was younger, he wrote the Perush Mishnayos, he said, if you hold the mitzvah, there should be a bracha. And now all of a sudden, it's a mitzvah. And as he became older, he wrote the Mishnah Torah, he changed his mind. We should pass on the tzaddik. So what happened to the bracha? How did that second point change? That although it's a mitzvah, there's still... No, so that now, because we know, that's Gemara actually deals with that. Gemara in the Chanukah Sugyos. The second pack of Shabbos, so we do make a bracha on the Neret Chanukah. The one text says, Heichan Zivanu, Vitzivanu, God commanded us. The Gemara says, well, Kadosh Baruch didn't command us about Chanukah in particular, but the Kadosh Baruch did command us to listen to Chazal. So, and that's accepted across the board. That we do Chanukah and Purim, and Mor Bezman Zeh is Rabbanu. And we make a bracha. So the question is, what happened to Chavosis? What happened to Charoses? So the Rav developed an idea, which is rooted in Rishonim, in a couple of interesting ways, that, and this Rav Shechter put together in Eretz HaTzvi, his first sefer, so he has, of the 40 Simanim, at least four of them are Kuntresim, the Rav Shechter, instead of giving his own Chidushei Torah, basically wove together tapestries of, and four different, each one is a different topic, Simon Gimel is on Hamitzis, we put together pieces from a number of different shiurim Rav gave throughout the year to put together sort of a coherent whole. It's a tour de force. So in Simon Gimel, he takes on, he has a kuntres on Birkas Hamitzis, and the major theme he develops that the Rav developed in several different shiurim for in several different nafkaminas is that when Chazal Masak and Brachas, and particularly Birkas Hamitzis, it was always in conjunction with a well-defined Ma'aseh Mitzvah.
In the parashah Mishnayos, with Rav Tzadok, he doesn't say that Rav Tzadok says that it's mitzvah because it's zecher letit. In other words, he doesn't give the reason why Rav Tzadok mufurish why it's zecher letit. And one could perhaps say is a mitzvah which is simply a zecher, is that going to drive bracha?
That's a very good point. So let's come back to that moment. That's part of what we're getting at. Rav pointed out there are many dinim seem to revolve around the fact that Birkas HaMitzvah is Chazal, or Misakim Birkas HaMitzvah is in conjunction with Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. The truth is, it's true by all brachos. If I make a bar prayer gefen and I drink no grape juice or wine, our instinct is bracha matala. Even though I said a true statement, I blessed God, who runs the entire universe, and he's our God, and he created priya gefen. That is true, he did create priya gefen. But we instinctively assume a bracha vatala. Why? Because brachas can't just be true statements in the abstract. They have to relate to an event. So in Birkas HaNenim, I can't just say shakol nivadvara. I have to say shakol nivadvara and then eat something which is a expression of that, which is the application of that. And in Birkas HaMitzvos, the folks have shown them how about, let's say, Birkas HaShachar. Our practice is we just say them in the abstract, in a list in Shul, the Rambam just read the Gemara saying that you actually have to say them also in conjunction with those events in the morning. You open up your eyes and say, prepare heaven. You put on your clothes and you say, Mal B'Shavuot. Okay. But certainly, so the Rambam held that was true even for Birkas HaShachar, but certainly for Birkas HaNen and Birkas HaMitzvahs, seems pretty clear that the Chazar Mesakin to be said specifically in conjunction with an event, a Maisa, an action that I'm doing. Let's say, the question of who makes the bracha. If I'm putting up mezuzahs for you in your house because you're too busy because it's moving day and you're busy with the movers, so you ask me to put up your mezuzahs for you, I make the bracha, even though you're Mekai the mitzvah. I'm Mekai mitzvah of chesed. I'm not Mekai, the one who's putting up the mezuzah is not Mekai the mitzvah of mezuzah. The kiya mitzvah is the owners, the homeowners. But the reason why we assume that the friend who's helping out makes the bracha is because it's true, the kima mitzvah is the owners, but the masa mitzvah obviously is being done by the friend. And the bracha follows the maisa mitzvah, not the kima mitzvah. Another application of that is in terms of that general question I mentioned before. When do you, which mitzvahs call for brachas, which mitzvahs do not call for brachas? So one of the Rishonim who quotes that discussion is the Meiri, at the end of source number 5, he mentions that this is a big question. Shein kol mitzvahs bedin zeh, kol mitzvahs nasas below bracha. What's going on with that? So he says that the one approach, another approach, he mentioned one approach that the Rambam rejected. That has to do with whether it's obligatory or not, or whether it's contingent or not. And he says, when you get down to it, the Gaonim and Rishonim discuss it, and there's no one answer. It's really a list of criteria. He puts together 5 criteria that a mitzvah has to meet in order to have a bracha. So you could be missing a bracha for any one of 5 reasons. So number 1 is some mitzvahs don't have a maisa. He says, you don't make brachas on a mitzvah that has no maisa. Let's say, Shemitah's ksafi. I don't have to do anything. I just don't ask you for the money after Shemitah. And then he goes to reason 2, 3, 4. Then finally he adds, v'chein etzli tam acher, in a case where there is a ma'aseh, but it's not a well-defined ma'aseh, and it can take it's amorphous, and different people can do it different ways. He says, for instance, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I could longer or shorter, I mean, our practice is to use the Mishnayos as a framework, and we add Piyutim and other things onto that. But the truth is, there are other things you could say, and you could add and you could subtract. Otherwise, other things you could say, there isn't a well-defined ma'aseh. There's a well-defined ma'aseh of lulav. There's a well-defined ma'aseh of shofar. There's a relatively well-defined ma'aseh of sukkah, at least what we make a bracha. That may be why we don't make a bracha on sleeping and on a sitting and shmuzim. That's also a kiyum mitzvah, perhaps because there's no well-defined ma'aseh with a clear chiyuv. Whereas eating, if you eat something which you're chayiv to eat in sukkah, that's a clearly defined, delineated masa, so that requires a bracha. And that also, this idea of brachas, birkas hamitzvah in particular, always relating to a masa, not only does it explain why when I do the maaser for you, the bracha is said by the osa hamasa rather than the mekayim, and why many brachas don't require, including some brachas, mitzvahs leil haseder, it will explain some of this also. The Rav suggested that in terms of the Marr, maybe what the Shagasar has a discussion about this rush. The problem with the Rav suggested is that maybe what's going on by the rush, maybe what he's really driving at is Marr b'zmanazah is a Jindra Abana, Zeichel and Mikdash. Marr is only deraisa in conjunction with Karban Pesach. So there are 2 ways to understand that. You could say, look, this is Zeichel and Mikdash, so yeah, have a little bit of Marr. But who says you have to have a kezias? Or you say no. And maybe that the motivation for the mitzvah was Zeichel Mikdash, but what the actual mitzvah they were masakin was a formalized ma'isa achila. The raya may be less the language of the bracha also, but not only the language of the bracha, the fact that you make a bracha at all is an indicator that there's a well-defined ma'isa mitzvah. Now, we know that achilas mar min haTorah requires a kezias, but what the Rosh is proving from the bracha is that the Dindra Abanan is also this well-defined Maisa. And that, the Rav suggests, is what's going on with Chairosis. Doesn't have a bracha because it's not the same. If you look at the language of the Rambam, it's very fascinating. He has you dipping Chairosis all the time. It's ironic. He says you dip karpas and matzah and maror. And
each individual.
Halachas beis and ches. Yeah, you dip in everything gets dipped in the charosis. You see here. He says you dip the halacha beis, the carpets goes in charosis. Halacha ches, the matzah goes in charosis. So then later on halacha ches, the maror, and then the matzah maror together, and dipped in charosis. And yet, when he gives you in halacha, that's in parak ches, where he gives you the play-by-play of exactly how to put together all the pieces into a seder. But when he talks of the mitzvah of charosis in the abstract, in parak zayin lachid aleph, there he says nothing about using it for a dip. The core mitzvah is mevi'in osta al hashulchan b'leilei ha'pesach. The core mitzvah is to have it on the table. Why? As Rav suggested, because it's really a zecher. Once you have the table, so you want to make use of it, you want to make it as significant as possible, so let's dip in it as much as possible.
It's like the zvoah and the beah, except it's you're using it a little bit.
Right. And the irony is that for the Rambam gives more practical use to the charosis than any other Rishon does. But in principle, it's very passive. And that's why, the Rav suggested, that's why there's no bracha. Now, in the moments that remain, we want to consider this notion of the brachas relating to maisa may also sort of speak to the essence of what a bracha is supposed to accomplish. The Meiri in the first paragraph here in Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph, and the Ritva in Psachim is a more famous source for this idea, Psachim Daf Zayin. They both talk somewhat different flavors, but they both talk of the notion of the bracha being there in order to focus us. Unlike the Rambam, the Rav is a famous diuk in the Rambam. Rambam takes Birkas HaNetanin as an analogy for Birkas HaMitzvah. Halacha Parakaf, Halacha Gimel, Halacha's Bracha, it says, just like you have to make a bracha on Hanah, so too you have to make a bracha on mitzvahs. It's a strange equation. So the Rav suggests it's almost like a matir. Just like you need a matir in order to eat, and the bracha is what the Gemara says, the sixth parak is what makes it not gazel. So the Rav suggests that, who gives the right to do a mitzvah? I'm going to do a mitzvah. What type of chatzav? Who do you think you are to do a mitzvah? You need to get permission to do a mitzvah. So it's a license, the matir. So the Rambam is more of a yira issue, but for the Ritva and the Meiri, it's more of an ava. It's giving the chance to focus. And then there's a line we'll close with this that the Ritva has at the end, which the Nevi Yehuda has also in his famous tshuva about Pirkei HaMitzvahs, or about L'Shem Yichud, where he points out that who needs L'Shem Yichud? Chazal already gave us L'Shem Yichud. It's called Pirkei HaMitzvahs. And he talks about it would close where we began. The Kesher Amitz. He says if you're interested in having a tight bond between Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, that's exactly what a bracha is supposed to be. And that might be Dafka, why Birkas HaMitzvah is Dafka about the Maisa, because it's Dafka when you have a bracha where the internal part is not as pronounced. A bracha which is behavioral, that's Dafka where Chazal said, you need to bring the mind into play, make sure the thoughts are blended with masa, and that's going to be through the medium of dibur, through the medium of Birkas HaMitzvah.